Hi, and welcome to part 3 of Not the Wikipedia Weekly, episode 21, the 27th through 28th of June, 2008, as we're discussing ongoing developments with Wikipedia's Arbitration Committee. Let's see here. We've had, to summarize, if you've probably been listening to our previous two segments, there has been an open conflict between two members of the committee and questions about whether something that was announced by one arbitration committee member was indeed speaking for the committee or not. Right now, this remains an open question. No other administrator, no other arbitrator has weighed in yet. Do we have some more recent posts to read off regarding this? Mitch, you've been pretty diligent in reading these boards.
Surprisingly, there hasn't been one in a while.
Yeah, there
is one that's a little bit old, but not that old. It's by Alex Bakharov, who I don't believe we covered in.
The one I read, yeah, I gotta read that.
Yeah.
We haven't actually read it we're doing informal chats while the episode is being prepared, so some of the things that are discussed in them have to be read so all of you can hear it.
Okay. From Alex Baharev, I can't pronounce his name. If any ARBCOM members are reading this, can you at least put the names of the ARBCOM members who have endorsed this decision? I feel like it is really urgent and important. And indeed, yes, the very functioning of this project is in the degree large based on the trust of the ARBCOM body and its members. That was his comment.
Okay, just so you know, Durova's had to leave us. So it'll just be me, Michizinho, and Shoemaker's Holiday continuing with this.
Right. So let's make this the last part and continue tomorrow.
Yeah, probably the best.
Let's sum it up then. Turn down your speakers.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
The basic case as it stands tonight in our last recording on the night is that FT2 posted a finding of an arbitration case that had not been known to any Wikipedians before. In this arbitration case, the person who was being sanctioned by it had not been invited to provide evidence, and in FT2's statement he said that because the arbitration committee thought he would be evasive or throw smoke in their eyes, that they thought that it was not worth the bother of asking him to provide evidence. That was odd enough, but then Kirill Loken, a fellow arbitrator, speaks up and says that actually this was not an arbitration case, it had not been discussed, that FT2's claims of consensus were false, that she had heard nothing of it, he had heard nothing about it, and that basically is what we know. Neither of the FT2 has made a few points that do not clarify the issue. Kirill has not posted again, and we're waiting for another arbitrator to speak up and let us know what's going on here. Seddon, Mitch, would you like to comment?
Well, by the looks of it, this could turn really bad, and it looks like maybe we may need some higher opinions.
I think my take on the situation is this. Obviously, there have been, somewhere along the line, mistakes have been made. And from what I can tell, that this has probably happened from more than one person. Now, if there was a discussion, I think that those members who are on ARBCOM, the other members who haven't been involved in this dispute, I think they need to issue some sort of statement that of what happened, because it is important that whatever steps we now move forward, we need to have the correct facts. And I think that will happen. I think it just needs to, it's going to take a little bit of time. I think that once we get that statement, that apologies should come from those people that have stepped out of line, whether that's everyone or just one person. And essentially, I think that people need to not make a knee-jerk reaction in saying that, oh no, ARBCOM is bad, blah 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 blah. ARBCOM serves its purpose. There may be issues with it, perhaps, and many people feel that way. But we cannot have a knee-jerk reaction to dissolve ARBCOM. It's something that would get us nowhere, and quite frankly, would leave a very large gap in an area that needs to have the presence that ARBCOM does. And I think we just need to move on from this and
That
not
said,
let it
though, that though.
damage. Go on.
Sorry, that said, though, although we do need an ARBCOM, do we need the ARBCOM made up of the current members? That if there is problems with the arbitration committee in the current formulation, it may be necessary to have a new election or to create or to investigate and find out what's going on. And although we need an ARBCOM for Wikipedia, we may not need, if this ARBCOM is unable to fulfill its role and does not have the trust of the community, then I don't see what besides a re-election could salvage that.
Yeah, I think that, first of all, the important thing is we need to establish the facts of what happened, and then I think we need to move from there. If there have been, if the community feels that there's been a serious undermining of ARBCOM through confrontations between members in the committee, then that needs to be dealt with in whatever way. It might not need a re-election. Or at the moment, I think we just need to get hold of the facts before we start deciding the future. I think we need to find out what the hell went, what the hell went on, and just, really understand, because I think that there's at the moment there's a lot of speculation. I mean, at one point, the speculation was that FT2's account was compromised, and I think that was, okay, it was a possibility, and we've managed
Come
to
down by
strike that
Alistair.
one off the list. Go on, Mitch.
I actually have
I
discovered
actually
some
don't.
new news, actually. Rather important news. At the request of Lawrence Cohen, the Durova has just made the request for comment on the arbitration committee live. And so we
I would
now
like
have
to.
a
So we
request
now
for
have the
comment
request
on
for
the
comment
arbitration
on the
committee.
arbitration committee.
That
Okay, I'd just like
is
to
an
confirm
active.
here, this was on request from Lawrence Cohen. He was the one who wrote this up. It's not. It was. It's been basically. It's been in waiting, and obviously he feels that now is the time for such a thing to go, onto the wiki and for the community to really have their say. So I think at the moment it's just seeing how these things now pan out, really. I think it may stay quiet through the night. I mean, I don't know. It depends on how active, obviously, the other side of the world will start waking up. But I think the arbitration committee is in a situation. I think they are the ones that need to come forward now and say what happened.
I think it's about time we end
Indeed.
this thing.
Yes, right. This is Shoemaker's Holiday saying goodbye.
Seddon 69 saying goodbye. Or user Seddon now, sorry.
This is Mitch saying goodbye and have a good night, pretty much.
Yes, and more as we find out.